Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, and then, of course, those joining us through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Gospel recording artist Linda Clark is making her first appearance on the show this afternoon to talk to us not only about her journey in music this year, but what it's been like for her to be able to share the message that comes with that music. Linda's also going to be premiering her single New Beginnings for our listeners here. Linda, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you so much, Phyllis, for having me.
Well, glad to have you on with us. You know, this has been really an amazing year, I think, for so many people, including yourself. You know, Linda, I know one of the things, because we all are so busy, it's hard sometimes to kind of really reflect on what we've been able to do. But when you kind of look back at what this year has meant for you, especially when it comes to your music, what has it been like for you to share this gift the way you've been able to?
Actually, it's been mind-blowing, Cyrus. I mean, to take a step back here in December, ironically, at the end of the year, to look back over the years, some of the things God has allowed me to do musically, it's been amazing. First and foremost, in the local church, I've been doing some amazing work, and God has allowed me to minister at home first, going out into the communities, whether it's at work, whether it's in the city, nationally. It's been amazing to see how God would choose to use someone like me, little old me, to use music that he's birthed into me to be a blessing to others.
Wow. And, you know, you say that. I was having a conversation with another artist earlier today on an earlier program, and, you know, I think one of the great things about, you know, the way that God uses us all is that he even tells us this in his word, that he uses those that seem insignificant to really confound those that are looked at as wise. When you think of that, does that make the gift even that much more special? Because, I think of what he's allowed me to do, and I think, you know, he could have allowed anybody to do this. Does that make it even more special for you that he loves you enough to carry this for him?
Absolutely. I mean, I ask myself that very question today. If someone to ask me, why do you love him? It's like, seriously, John 3:16, because he loved me first. I don't know why God chose to love me as much as he does, but when I look at the things that he allowed me to do and the things that he entrusted me with, something as simple as the songs, the music, and then when I hear the testimonies of people coming back saying how the songs have influenced their lives, how they... I'm just like, really? Really? God loves me so much. And it blows my mind literally every day, every opportunity, whether I'm leading in praise and worship, again, in my local church or at any time. It just makes it all the more special that God really thinks of me in that way.
And not only that, Linda, you have then been allowed to show other people what's possible. You know, I'm really amazed, I guess because I raised in the South, I wasn't raised this way, how, you know, people are not as happy for other people as they should be.
Oh, wow.
We don't see people patting each other on the back and say, you know what, you know, I'm so excited for you that this is happening.
Yeah.
But to know that what you've been able to do is showing other people what's possible, is that just icing on the cake, knowing that other people are inspired by knowing, you know what, if Linda can do what she's doing, then I can definitely use a gift that God has given me as well.
Absolutely. And I didn't realize that I could be in a position where I could show someone that they could do this too. But that's exactly what God has set it up. You know, we say in a cliche way so many times that we're blessed to be a blessing.
Right.
But that is exactly what God sets up his people to do. It's never about us. It's always about reaching back and blessing somebody else. And I thank God for that.
So when did you know, Linda, that this had been your, not only your gift, but your calling? You know, I look at each of us, and we're told that each of one of us are given various gifts. And it's really up to us what we do with that. When did you know that the gift of song was it for you?
Cyrus, I believe about maybe 7-8 years ago, I believe that God had gifted me. I knew that there was a call in my life. I didn't really know to what extent that call reached, didn't know how it would impact the world. Perhaps it was just for me and the small box that I was in, maybe my home, maybe my little small church in Alabama. Who knows, you know, who was it for? But at the magnitude where it's reaching, it's just it's like, wow, really?
Yeah.
You call me to tell somebody else my story? Really, you know, how can that be? And I minister had the opportunity to minister at a women's conference earlier this year. And one of the things that we were talking about is, you know, we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And one of the things that I said to the ladies, I was like, you know, everybody may not have one of these testimonies that, you know, you were healed from breast cancer or brain tumors or things of that nature. I've been blessed to not have to endure something like that. But I thank God that we all have a story, and that story is to help somebody else, because somebody else is going through or will go through something exactly similar to what you have gone through. So we're blessed really to be a blessing.
It really is. It really is. And that is, again, you know, what a special thing we have. And as you said, it all goes back to that John 3:16. So, you know, we learned that so early, but to actually to live knowing now what it means, you know,
what
to live with
really
the fulfillment
means
of that, yeah, it really means a lot. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation with our guest today, Linda Clark. She's joining us for the first time, talking with us about the year that was 2012 for her, but also what it's been like for her to share this gift that she's been given. And one of the ways, Linda, that this gift has been shared because of technology and the advancements we've made is the Internet. What has it been like for you to hear from all around the world, from individuals who you've never even met, what your music means to them?
That is beautiful. That is the beautiful part about the Internet. You know, the Internet is used for so many bad things, but it's, I'm so blessed and fortunate that something like the Internet can be used to reach people all over the world. And that's what type of ministry I believe that God is blessing with, and that's international, worldwide, not just here in the zip code which I live. It can reach the places that I may not be able to physically reach, but as I believe it's anointed, the anointing can go where I can't go, and that's the wonderful thing about it, the Internet.
Exactly.
I'm grateful for it.
So let's talk about music for a moment. You know, I have, especially this week, I've noticed so many of the artists that I've been talking with, especially gospel artists or inspirational artists, have talked about how especially the songs that have seemed to the most to other people have ministered first to them. Have you found that as well, Linda, that the songs that really resonate with people are ones that you yourself have really been able to take in and to apply yourself to your own situation?
Absolutely. You know, those particular songs, like any song, and I mentor young people, and I tell them all the time, you know, get to know your song, any song that you're ministering or any song that you like to listen to. Pay attention to the lyrics, you know, become one with them. What is it saying? How can you apply that to your own life? And particularly, and I know you haven't started talking about new beginnings yet, but because that song is so near and dear lyrically as well as scripturally, and it applies to my life, I believe that's why people can relate to and connect to it. And, again, we sometimes think that we're the only ones that are in a certain mindset, but some of these songs that we hear on a regular basis, it may be 2-3 lines long, but the message that accompanies the song, it goes rampant and it spreads like wildfire, and that's why people clench onto those songs and they run with them. You know, awesome song. It doesn't take a whole lot to get a message across.
Exactly. And since you mentioned it, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce New Beginnings for our listeners?
Absolutely. If any man, woman, boy, or girl be in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things, regardless of what the old things, it could have been yesterday, it could have been 5 minutes ago. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Ladies and gentlemen, New Beginnings.
That's what I want to be, not what I used to be, because
Is Linda Clark with New Beginnings here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, and our good friends through blogtalkradio.com, we actually have Ms. Clark joining us live. She's been talking with us about the year that has been 2012 for her, and also what it's been like for her to know that her music is literally reaching the world, and of course, she introduced that single for us, New Beginnings. So what is your hope for others, Linda? I know we normally talk about our own personal New Year's resolutions, but when it comes to individuals listening to your music and being able to hear the message, what is your hope for them that they can then try to apply it as they look forward to the new year?
You know, from this this song and scripture, of course, I wish, would like to see God's people not allow themselves to continue to be defined by their past, regardless of mistakes that they've made, whether it's sins that they have done, whether it's failed marriages, whether it's, again, just the things of life. If we could just move forward, where there is life, there is hope. And if we continue to stop condemning ourselves and stop allowing others to condemn us because of choices that we made in the yesteryears and yesterdays, and really believe, begin to seek God for our tomorrows, for our todays, and really, really aim to do what it is He wants us to do. And 9 times out of 10, that's never what we want to do. But once we start doing exactly what God would have us to do, we can really stop looking at us and put our eyes on Him.
Exactly. I think that is so true. And, you know, you bring up a really good point, because I think, you know, we sometimes, Linda, I know for me what was one of the most difficult things, and I've mentioned this personally on the show before, is that, you know, we find it easier to forgive everyone else but ourselves. And a lot of times we are in our own way. We are blocking, you know, our own blessings that God has there for us because we have made ourselves feel unworthy, whether it's something that we have done or even something that has been done, you know, to us. You know, how has it been for you to know that, you know, and we kind of started the conversation here, but I think we're kind of going full circle because, you know, what has it been like for you to know that, again, you know, God loved you enough that He chose you for this special purpose at this appointed time? How has that helped you to walk in boldness, and how would you take just that experience in helping others to know that they can do that too?
Day by day, day in, day out, I don't worry about the tomorrows. I don't even worry about today. I allow, today, I trust God for every second, every single second, and I walk in His love, in His forgiveness, and that's all I can do. That is all I can do, and that's the message that I give to those near and dear to me. Stop, you know, being so hard on yourselves. God knows us, and the beautiful thing is some people use this in the wrong way. God sees our heart. God sees your heart. Absolutely He does. And when our hearts are in the right place, really in the right place, and only God knows that, sometimes I ask God, Lord, You know my heart. Sometimes I feel like I don't even know my own heart. But I believe I'm in a place, God, where I really want to trust You. I'm really doing this for You. And God, I'm just trusting You for today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. But today, Lord, I choose to walk in forgiveness. I choose to walk in love. I choose to walk in all these things that You have for me. Your perfect will be done in my life today. And it's a day-by-day walk. And that when you walk day by day, before you know it, the weeks have passed. The months have passed. And before you know it, you're at the end of 2012. You know, and you look back and you're like, oh, my gosh, how did I get here? By trusting in God all the way, all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what it takes. It definitely takes that trust. So, Linda, what do you have in store for us for 2013? What are your plans, and how can our listeners stay in contact with you and also support your music?
I am a person that loves to reach out and touch people. I'm a people person. I'm not one of those that just likes to hear, get the music, and, you know, I'll stay over here, you stay over there. But I plan to do a lot of traveling to local churches, in the States as well as internationally, want to do some mission work over the, you know, just really ministering to people who don't expect to be ministered to, whether they're in the nursing homes, whether they're in the hospitals, whether they're in the small churches, not the mega churches. You know, I just want to be able to encourage God's people wherever He would have me. I'm truly wanting to go where God wants me to be.
Well, that's one of the great things about it. And how can our listeners stay in contact with you, Linda, and also, of course, support your music as well?
First of all, they can visit me at www.lindaclarkmusic.com. That's L-I-N-D-A-C-L-A-R-K, LindaClarkMusic.com, or I can be reached at contact@LindaClarkMusic.com, or I can be reached at 803-318-3927. Again, that's 803-318-3927.
All right. Again, Linda Clark, everyone, the single you guys heard here is New Beginnings. Make sure you visit her website at lindaclarkmusic.com for more information about Linda. And also, she has a fan page, too, on Facebook, too. You can actually find her there as well. So make sure you drop by there and say hello. You know, Linda, thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us today. And congratulations not only on the journey that has happened up until this point, but I know all the amazing things you have in store for us for 2013. So, look,
Amen.
Feel free to come back anytime. We'd love to have you back.
Will do. Thanks so much again for having me, and God bless you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you so much for that, and God bless you as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Linda, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Remember, for our radio listeners, at 25 minutes past the hour, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us from Massachusetts to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. But as of right now, what you can do is after we go off the air here, you can go to www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. There you can catch the podcast. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available already on both of those places. Just go to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. That's CyrusWebb. And also on Facebook, just look me up under Cyrus Webb as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solution. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.